This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three. It's a Monday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
I invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So last hour, we got a call that came in from Paula in Florida, and once again, she was trying to spin us with her propaganda about aspartame and convince us that it's the most evil drug in the world and needs to be banned. Oh, and she also called for the banning of cigarettes as well. Apparently anything that could possibly harm an individual should be banned in Paula's world. But that's not where we're going, because we somehow managed to get on to the topic of breatharianism from all of that. I guess it was the side discussion of the crackpot websites that are out there, these rambling, long, poorly designed websites that are out there on the internet that apparently a lot of people believe are legitimate. And so, Torgo, you brought up breatharian.com,
right,
which is the site of a one Wiley Brooks. Now, actually, when you go to breatharian.com, it's pretty conservative there on the front page. I mean, usually when you go to a crackpot website, it's just immediately, boom, down the page, way, way down. You just keep scrolling and just read a bunch of crap. Well, he actually keeps it simple. The front page of his website says, "The Breatharian Institute of America presents the ultimate billionaire's workshops." And then buy Wiley Brooks. The ultimate billionaire's workshops. Wiley Brooks, Breatharian, spiritual teacher, writer, and founder of the Breatharian Institute of America. Then there's only two links. You can go and learn about Wiley, or you can go into the Ascension page, where then you get to find the rambling treatise.
Treatise?
I don't know. I've never heard that
it's
word.
Treatise.
I've never heard that word used.
The rambling treatise on his ascension. Now, Torgo, you've been sort of researching this here during the news. And by the way, you actually called him during the news break.
I did to
schedule him. And I hate mentioning guests in advance, but we might as well.
Yeah,
we're going to have this crackpot on our show on Monday night.
As it stands, next Monday night we will have Wiley Brooks from the National Breatharian Institute.
I don't think that's fair, Ian. You never know whether this guy's going to be able to prove his case or not.
Right, exactly.
You never know.
I understand that you're skeptical, but, you know, we should at least wait until we talk to him.
Okay, all right. I don't know if he's even going to give us any secrets. He makes it clear that his...
You were skeptical before we talked to Dr. Gene Ray.
It's true.
And you saw how that went.
All right, fair enough. But you were wrong. He's not in Tampa, is he?
No, he may have been at the point when I first heard about him. This was like 4 years ago.
Got it.
I believe he's out in like Colorado at this point.
So he says that if you are a billionaire and you wish to know more about empowered ascension, then he has a webpage.
If you're not a billionaire, you're just out of luck.
Right. You can't take his class.
Yeah.
You have to be able to afford his $1 million class. I wonder how many of those. This will be a question for him, of course, on Monday night. Is how many of these seminars has he actually given?
Sounds like proprietary information to me.
You think he won't answer?
I wouldn't answer.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're dealing with billionaires, you're talking about people that really need their privacy.
That's true. That's true. So let's talk about...
And if you're not dealing with billionaires, then you really need your privacy.
Well, there's a very long, again, rambling webpage about so-called ascension. But let's see if we can boil it down a little bit here, Torgo, as far as what it is that... Well, what is this ascension?
Well, basically, it deals with the concept of our physical bodies being a limitation and a lesser form of what our true selves really are, which would be our light bodies. And so this is how to slough off some of the limitations of your physical body to more directly ascend into your light body.
Well, what's the benefit of being in my light body exactly?
You're lighter.
Do I like need no light bulbs at that point? I'm not sure. No, but you want to do it.
It does sound
positive, I must say.
Let's see. It has to do with...
Can I leap over tall buildings?
Yeah, well, maybe.
X-ray vision?
It has to do...
X-ray vision sounds good, let me tell you.
It has to do with the original colonists of Earth, which were the star colonists of Earth. So, you know, basically, I think it has to do with space travel and aliens and perhaps Xenu. I'm not 100% sure. This is a very, very long... He's talking about the energy you get from your mitochondria and then sloughing off the limitations of your body and then not eating and then star colonists of Earth. I don't know. I didn't really get a chance to get too in-depth into
it. Nor have I, but
that's
why
I didn't want to bring him on tonight. Right. I want to get a chance to research this so we can talk to him.
Absolutely, but I did pick up two very specific differences here in what he's talking about. Apparently there's regular ascension, and then there's empowered ascension.
Okay.
Now, I see that.
Yeah, I'm just going to select a couple of paragraphs here just so you can have an idea of what we're going to be dealing with on Monday, hopefully. This is from the empowered ascension portion. This is the big time. This is the serious business. He says, empowered ascension is an intimately personal process. Every aspect of the process and every experience along the way belongs uniquely to the individual candidate. One might choose a combination of the techniques suggested above and or create entirely new methods for handling the microbiological details of the ascension process. What that is or what that means, we'll find out Monday. The light body is a birthright of humanity. Everyone will step into it sooner or later, one way or another.
I see.
It's the destiny of humanity to come to know its own divinity. It is nirvana and light merge. It is becoming one with the all. It is wonderful. And you will come to experience it, as long as you're a billionaire. I added that part. Regardless of which pathway you choose, and even if it takes you a long time to get there from here. But empowered ascension is beyond simple integration with the light body. It's not a birthright. It must be earned. It must be actively, consciously co-created. And he goes on. He talks about how the empowered ascended one becomes a living God on earth. Wow, guys. We're actually going to be able to find out on Monday night how we can all become gods on earth.
No, we're not going to find that out. We're not billionaires.
We don't tell him we are.
We don't get this secret. Are you going to give him $1 million?
We could tell him we have a billion listeners. And that there's odds are there's some billionaires out there that might want to take his course.
Perhaps. I don't know. I want to see what this is all about. I want to see what Wiley has to say about this.
Right,
I'm curious.
So that's all on the way. Still coming up, the Prussian blue custody battle. But, Mark, you got an email that you wanted to share with us about, I guess, secondhand smoke?
Well, absolutely. Somebody called in to do some correcting on me, and I got to say I think Paul's right. Mark, you were talking about secondhand smoke not being proven to be harmful and said something to the effect that it wasn't like you were spraying DDT on everyone. You know, I made the it's not like secondhand smoke is as dangerous as DDT, mm-hmm. is sort of the analogy I made. And he has news for, and it says, I have news for you. Secondhand smoke is exactly like having DDT sprayed on you. There have been many, there have never been any adverse effects proven from extreme exposure to DDT. In fact, there's research to support that it may actually fight cancer.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's true. It was one bit of crackpot science that actually got DDT pulled off the shelves, and this very effective pesticide was, it has been, you know, you're not allowed to use it anywhere in the world, and hence, mosquito populations in many countries have continued to rise, and people die from malaria. So millions of people have died because DDT is outlawed. How many people could die from it?
You're absolutely right. I've actually read this elsewhere, the claim that millions, as a result of not using DDT on the crops, have died from malaria, not to mention the fact that more crops, I guess, are likely to be eaten, but I suppose that's another side effect. And it was a result of, again, somebody coming out and making claims about how dangerous this is. I guess it was somebody with political connections, because they managed to get laws passed against it. And once again, the environmental movement... the extreme environmental movement was successful in getting a relatively harmless chemical banned.
You know, and they just picked the ones that they're going to do, and there it is.
So, I don't know if it was banned worldwide as much as there's a law that says that you can't do business with people that use it.
He sent me an article from junkscience.com, and it says, here's a couple of quotes. Population control advocates blame DDT for increasing third world population. In the 60s, World Health Organization authorities believed that there was no alternative to the overpopulation problem but to assure that up to 40% of the children in poor nations would die of malaria. So they're saying it's like insidious. That's the reason they would do it.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. The Persian Blue custody battle coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. On our website, you'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo, validated photos, which means that they're proving that they listen to the show in the picture. You can see what I mean by going to the Shrine at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Porkfest 2006. Get firsthand information about the Free State Project and meet early movers at Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. I don't know what would come up if you put a K in there. sounds dangerous, so PORCFEST.com.
Be careful.
Yes. You know what, Mark? Let's talk violent crime.
Well, apparently there's some statistics out here from the AP. And, you know, they're always right. Murders, robberies, and aggravated assaults in the United States increased last year, spurring an overall rise in violent crime for the first time since 2001, according to FBI data.
Hmm.
Murders rose 4.8%, meaning that there were more than 16,000, almost 17,000 victims in 2005.
Wow.
That would be the most since 1998. The largest.
So that doesn't include all the people that our military's killed over in Iraq?
No, it has
okay.
nothing to do with that. This is just American crimes. And it goes on to tell you all kinds of other statistics in specific places, but the overall increase in violent crimes was just 2.5%. But
were the rapes up too? Was it just murders?
Let's see. It was aggravated assaults, murders, and robberies.
All up. Okay.
And my biggest problem with this is police are being used more and more and more for things that they shouldn't be doing. Cops should be doing their best to handle, to do police work on violent crimes that have occurred, trying to track down the people that have done them. You can't very well stop these things from happening. It's not like
No, you pretty much can't.
You really can't. But instead they're out looking for drug criminals, they're out handing out tickets, and they're now doing the Homeland Security thing. Apparently, it looks like, it's an odd coincidence that violent crime's now up. Homeland Security is such a big issue this year.
Well, now, hold on a second. What does it mean when you say they're doing the Homeland Security thing? I mean, we know that there is federal grants available of your taxpayer dollars to pretty much any local bureaucracy that wants to create a Homeland Security office in their department so they can get some of that Homeland Security cheese. But what does it mean when the police are doing Homeland Security? I mean, presumably, there's not any terrorists running around, so does that mean they're just sort of on Homeland Security patrol?
Well, they have to practice for these things. You know, it's important.
Okay, so maybe practice scenarios where they sort of, oh yeah, we were reporting on that maybe last year where they'll flip over a bus and make it look like it's been bombed, and they'll hire people to come over and act like they're victims, and then they'll test the police department to see what they would do. Is that what they're doing with this Homeland Security stuff? I mean, what are they doing? 1-800-259-9231, if you have any idea. Because I don't.
See, they should stop doing that stuff in a controlled environment. They should just, you know,
blow up a bus
and, you know, make the cops respond and see how well they do.
Well, it is kind of silly to suggest that if you were to fake it, that it would actually have any resemblance whatsoever to the reality of blowing up a bus.
Right, exactly.
I think the practice does definitely make perfect. I think that's a good thing, but
the pressure is not on.
Look at violent crimes going up.
Yeah.
Violent crimes going up. That's what I want my police to be doing.
I think a lot of police want the police to be doing that as well.
I would have to agree.
In fact, we were talking to Jack Cole from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and you can visit their website at leap.cc. But he was telling us that when they go to, for instance, police conventions, they set up a booth, they hand out information about Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and they ask cops of all different ranks, you know, from the high levels to the street cops, how they feel about the war on drugs. And it seems like, at least as I recall, what he told us was most of them think it's a waste of time. Most of them sort of wish that they were doing other things. But they're scared to talk about it. They're scared to death to actually come out officially and take a stance and say, no, stop it. This war on drugs needs to end. Let's refocus on violent crimes because it's bad form. You're not allowed to essentially share your political beliefs, as I understand it, from as being a cop. You're not allowed to talk about those things.
Well, at the very least, if they pulled the cops off of the drug war, and then put them on the Homeland Security, then they would have enough police to handle violent crime and Homeland Security. So that would solve the problem.
It would. And when will they actually do that? I don't know.
They're not going to. Drugs bring them money. Violent crime doesn't bring them money. It's just the reason they exist.
Well, now we are going to have a situation this November in Nevada where Nevada is actually going to once again have on the ballot a choice for people to actually have a legalization of marijuana. It's not full-on legalization, but it's really good. I think it allows people with to carry 3 ounces of pot or something like that, which is a decent amount for personal possession.
3 ounces?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's up there. It's 3 ounces or a quarter pound or something like that.
Wow.
And
that's a lot of weed.
Yeah. And so it's not just medicinal marijuana. It's going to be the real deal. So meaning those cops are going to have to find something else to do with their time beyond arresting marijuana smokers. Does that mean that they'll just crack down on cocaine users more? I don't know. What will that mean for the future of the war on drugs? I'm not sure.
I don't think so. There's just not as many cocaine users as there are marijuana users, so you can't hit the jackpot, as it were,
right,
and then confiscate their car, their home, their tricycle, and their swimming pool.
Now, and back to this violent crime statistics,
mm-hmm,
on the rise in America. How much has terrorism been on the rise here in America? How many terrorist incidents have we had since 2001?
None.
Well, no, hold on. Now, none that resulted in as many deaths as 9/11, but
right, there was a shoe bomber guy.
Right, but there had to have been, what? I know there had to have been some.
The shoe bomber guy didn't actually...
Depends on what you consider terrorism. I mean, you can call any violent crime terrorism. These guys that flew planes...
No, but I mean terrorism like what our Department of Homeland Security is trying to keep us safe from.
Well, there's the shoe bomber guy.
But he didn't actually do anything.
Well, he did try. And
he did try to light a shoe.
Okay.
And then a bunch of passengers on an airplane jumped on him.
Right.
So
actually, he wasn't stopped by the federal air marshals.
No.
He was foiled by passengers.
There were the guys that had the ice cream truck or something out in California, the father and son deal.
Those were just been allegations.
Well,
nothing
there were
out about that case.
Right.
Well, there you go. Department of Homeland Security doing a bang-up job. They've stopped them all. No more terrorists here in the United States. Safe to come outside. The alert level's green.
No, actually, it's still at yellow. It seems
of course
to be
it
stuck
is
at yellow.
Well, wait, no,
never
but,
stop.
But there's no terrorists anymore.
Well, it's maybe that alert level.
Well, election's
actually
coming, so it's going to have to go back up to puce.
maybe the alert level. The alert level is tied in to the amount of money that we're spending on terror. As the alert level goes up, they get more and more money.
I would suspect that's true.
So we'll probably never see it go down to green. I doubt it.
What it is, it keeps going up and keeps going up, then it gets to red, and then we take another $21 billion and just misplace it, and then that brings the level back down.
No. I guess it does. It does go down occasionally, but anyway, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. It just seems like there's certainly some misplaced priorities here where we're spending billions of dollars on terrorism, but there is no terrorism.
I think most people would agree.
800-259-9231. Well, these little girls could grow up to be terrorists someday. The Gade Twins. They are white separatist singers. That's what they do. They're 13 years old, and mom and dad are in a bit of a fight. We'll give you the story here coming up. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Archives are on our website, front page, as a matter of fact. There's no logging in, no membership fee. You just go and get them for free. FreeTalkLive.com. And, in fact, there's an entire year's worth of archives right there, front page, freetalklive.com. So, the news is about Prussian Blue. We talked about them sometime last year, maybe as far as a year ago. It's been a while since we discussed these young ladies. According to 30 ABC Action News, there was a bitter custody battle Friday in a Valley courtroom with two young white supremacists at the center of it all. The twins have gained national attention for their hate-filled concerts. And once again, they're getting attention as a result of this. The parents of the Gade twins have been in a bitter custody dispute. The girl's father thinks they're being poisoned by their mother, a self-professed white separatist. The battle over the twins came to a head on Friday inside a Fresno courtroom. The father of the girls admits he hasn't been the best dad, and he wanted a second chance. However, the judge ruled that the Gade twins would remain in the custody of their mom, a woman who manages their career as a white separatist singing group. Let's see, Lynx and Lamb Gade, the 13-year-old twins from Fresno County, perform at white supremacist gatherings around the country. Today, they're called Prussian Blue and are managed by their mother, April Gade. Now, they say white supremacist gatherings, but we've actually seen like a photo from one of these, and it's just five guys standing around a picnic table.
Right, with the girls sitting there playing their guitar and singing,
right,
and just having no talent whatsoever. None.
Well, I don't imagine there's a big draw to white supremacist gathering. I mean, usually when you see the Ku Klux Klan, whatever it is, the KKK out someplace, you've got five guys in hoods, and that's about it.
Right, I understand that, but they're supposed to be the, like, the musical face of the whole white supremacist movement, and they have no talent whatsoever. It's fantastic. I love it.
Well, let's see what Mom has to say. In 2002, she admitted being part of a local group, the National Alliance, that distributed racist leaflets in Fresno. Quote, "I am a racist. I believe there are differences in races. Everybody's a racist. There are two kinds of people, those who deny being racist, and then the honest folks." That's what their mom has to say. So, do you deny it, Mark?
I think I do deny it. I'm pretty sure that I'm denying that, yes.
Now, she says that a racist is someone who sees that there are differences in races.
That's what she says.
Now, there absolutely are differences in races. So, by her definition, I am, in fact, a racist because I can tell that a black guy is a black guy by looking at him.
Right.
Because he has darker skin. Not saying that makes him any worse or that, you know, white women shouldn't sleep with him or anything like that. All I'm saying is, yeah, I can see the difference. It's obvious in his pigmentation.
Well,
so I guess by her definition, I'm a racist.
It says the belief that race accounts for differences in human character or the ability, this is dictionary.com, or the ability, and that particular race that a particular race is superior to others.
Okay. So well, now, by that definition, not so much.
Yeah. I am definitely not a racist. And to suggest that everybody's a racist at heart is just totally ludicrous, in my opinion. She's just trying to justify her hatred for other people. Anyway, she divorced the twins' father in 1997. The divorce papers accuse him of domestic violence and drug abuse. But Chris Lingleser says he's a changed man, and he wants custody of the girls to teach him that there's a better way to live. Quote, I'd hope that they would that they could see a white separatist attitude where whites and blacks and Mexicans and everybody needs to live in their own separate universe as not being healthy. That's what the dad says. He says, it's not what this country is about. This country is about. It's not what I'm about. I would just hope that they could see that. But the judge ruled that their mom, April, would retain custody and get to keep the girls at her new home in Montana. I wonder why. I wonder why this judge would make such a ruling. Well, I mean, when the dad's in there talking sense like that, and the mom is an out-and-out racist.
Well, the judge represents the government, and I don't think that the government and it should be stepping in circumstances like this.
You don't think dad would be a better place for these two girls?
I don't
know.
This is so crazy, Ian. I think that dad sounds like he would be a better choice.
I mean, we understand here that the government shouldn't be involved in divorce and all that, and fine. But the government is involved in divorce, and in this case, there was a decision to be made. It seems to me to be an obvious choice that this man should have had access to the kids. And I even question, you know, this woman's honesty about whether this guy had beaten her in the past. I mean, if you were a woman and you wanted to have control of your two twin daughters, wouldn't you make up statements like that?
Well, he didn't deny it in the article. He didn't deny it. He just said, I've done things I'm sorry for, or something like that.
Right.
Was his first statement. And
sure.
That kind of sounds like I smacked her around because she had a big mouth or whatever it was.
Could be.
He was saying, I don't know.
She called our neighbor the N-word and I punched her.
Well, Ms. Gade, the mom, was not talking to the media, but last year she claimed to be raising her girls like any other parent. According to her beliefs, she said this, quote, all children are espousing their parents' beliefs. If we were Christians, they would be maybe singing Christian rock sounds, songs, but we're not. We're white nationalists, and so, of course, that's a part of our life, and I share that part of my life with my children. For their father, there was some consolation. The judge did rule that he could have limited visits with the girls in Montana. Can you imagine being a father of, being this guy in this situation, seeing your two children essentially just being mind-warped and brainwashed by their mother, and then just having absolutely no say in this, and then actually being able to maybe go for visitation, but at best, all you're going to be able to do is discover how badly they've been brainwashed. I mean, each time you go out there, that's all you're going to really be doing is finding out, well, what have you girls been up to? Well, last week we went to the gathering of the KKK down in Mississippi, and we talked about how much we hate black people. I mean, you want to talk about a depressing visit with the kids.
Well, you know what's even worse? I mean, not only is he watching that happen to his own kids, but he has the chance to possibly get them out of there and raise them in another fashion from this point forward.
Yeah.
But those girls also have a half-sister. Their mother remarried or at least is involved with another guy, and they have a kid together who, you know, the little sister, the little girl who's like four, her name is Dresden.
Okay.
She's got both of her parents who
Isn't
are
that
first
a city in Germany that was bombed?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to make it a point to mention her name, but both of that little girl's parents believe in this type of stuff, so he can get his girls out of there, but he's got to leave the little 4-year-old Dresden behind.
Wow.
To live in that type of thing with no chance of redemption.
Well, let's explore these girls a little bit more here. GQ did an interview with Lynx and Lamb, and so just sort of skipping ahead in their article from men.style.com, let's see. Their fantasy is a leitmotif of their songs on Victory Day from Prussian Blue's debut record, Fragment of the Future. The girls apply their tremulous voices to a heartfelt ode to a great war, a bloody but holy day. When I ask Lamb about the song, she says, well, that was a cover of Rahoa, referring to a defunct Canadian white power band whose name stood for Racial Holy War. How does she interpret it? She knits her brow. I think, you know, if there was a war between the races, hopefully everybody will get their own little space. And that's basically what we want, you know, so we don't have to live with the other groups. How would they feel about a race war? I don't really know, Link says dreamily. I think I'd be glad, says her sister. Not about the war, Lynx interjects, and Lamb quickly revises her answer. In any event, neither one will be strapping on an assault rifle anytime soon. I'm a girl. I think boys should be fighting and the girls should stay home and make babies. 800-259-9231. I think there's some fan mail on their website that we might share with you here coming up. Your thoughts, though. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free number is 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online, of course, freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. So talking about Lamb and Lynx Gade. They're 13-year-old twins, and they are known, well, not very widely, but they're known amongst the white separatist community for being rock stars. That's right, they're on the white separatist tour, touring from state to state, to campground,
playing, picnic table to picnic table,
playing their anti-black and anti-Mexican songs, or whatever it is that they're writing. Their songs worshiping the Holocaust. They don't. I'm just kind of
not anti-black or anti-Mexican. Pro-white.
Pro-white. Good point. I'm just reading through this GQ article at amend.style.com, which is just page after page. Apparently, GQ sent a Jewish writer actually to go and interview these girls. And I guess it didn't go too well.
Lord.
Yeah, it didn't go too well. I mean, this is 10 pages long, so there's no way I can actually get into this. But it's just them making excuses for themselves and talking about how they don't believe the Holocaust really happened the way it did and that Hitler was an okay guy, that sort of thing. In fact, one of the photos of these two girls, one of their publicity shots, is of them standing together in T-shirts with a little smiley face, you know, the yellow smiley face.
Uh-huh.
Except this one has a Hitler mustache on it.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really nice.
Clever.
Torgo, did you find any of those fan mails actually worth sharing on their website? What is it, PrussianBlue.net?
PrussianBlue.net. Yeah, they have a ton of fan mail on their
really?
Website. A ton. And it's all the same kind of stuff, you know. To be honest, I kind of agree with you girls. I mean, I think it's cool that God made us different and that we are different. But if we keep getting races mixed, we'll have no idea who we are. And it'll be a big blob of black, white, Asian, etc. I really don't want that to happen.
Why?
And I hope you girls do great on your music. Because people need to know that we can't end up as a big pile of unknown blob. And that we need to keep races unmixed.
Sick.
Well,
sick stuff.
I'll tell you, this is the Luddites. This is arguing against what is going to happen. It doesn't, now, maybe it'll happen in 10 generations. That would be on the near side, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll happen in 100 generations. That would be on something like the far side.
Yeah.
But the races are going to be so mixed at some point that color will be of mitigable value.
Personally, I find that really exciting. I think that's awesome.
Well, that's just something you like. I'm only stating
the
reason. Facts.
No, there's reasons why I like it, and one of the reasons
it's
why
it's still just something you like, and
because
they,
of certain reasons.
Thing.
Okay, and
he
here
likes
they,
his for
and
his
here
reason.
They are. Number one, it will get rid of racism because there won't be races left if everybody is, as this guy's talking about, all the same sort of mixture, right? If blacks are having sex with whites, and whites are having sex with Hispanics, and Hispanics are having sex with blacks, etc., and you know, all that continues down generation after generation, then we really all will be one color. And then maybe these racists will start going after eye color. Well, we've got brown eyes, and you've got blue ones, and we're better. Studies have shown that brown-eyed folk are more intelligent. Yeah, who knows where the racist
right.
people will go then, but then at least the skin color thing will be gone. The other reason is because it seems, at least from my rudimentary understanding of science and evolution and generation changes over generations, when, for instance, one race breeds with another race, the result, the children in that case, actually are more resilient, for instance, black people are more resilient to sunlight, if I'm not mistaken.
It's harder for black people's skin to burn, certainly.
Right. So, and of course, as many people know, they tend to be more physically adept than white people.
I don't think I believe that.
Okay.
I think that our American blacks are, and this is the reason that Jimmy the Greek, the same reason that I believe is the same reason that Jimmy the Greek was kicked out, but our American blacks were bred for a period of time, like you would breed livestock, because
okay.
that's how they were bought and sold. It doesn't take too much breeding in order to increase the certain physical attributes. I don't
right.
think you don't see that African athletes rule the world in
okay.
anything but marathon running.
Plantation owners would buy the strong, healthy ones, and they'd have the strong, healthy ones living with the other strong, healthy ones, and they would breed strong, healthy children.
Fair enough. But my point still remains that as the different races blend together, the resultant generations will have all of many of the good portions from each of those races, and the bad portions will go away. It'll be evolution, basically, that will exclude, for instance, if white people are blending with black people, then maybe the resultant children will have less of a likelihood of heart attack, for instance.
Well, I see the point
Live
you're
longer.
Making, is many breeds of dogs are nuts because they've been so interbred. And
yes.
if you could make the point that there are aristocracies in the world, I believe it was the Russian czars recently, that had hemophilia, and there was things wrong with them because they were so interbred. Whereas, if you want the healthiest dogs out there, generally it's mutts.
Correct.
I see the points that you're making there. I who knows what the values are going to be.
Healthy,
and I think that people's opinion on it, either way, is fine with me. I'm just telling you, it's going to happen.
Not only are mutts healthier, they also can handle more food. For instance, they say that you're not supposed to give human food to dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really, if you give human food to bred dogs, then they could really get messed up by that. But it's mutts can handle it a little bit better. Mutts, they live longer, they're healthier dogs, they're smarter. Mutts in general are smarter than most breeds of dogs.
I don't know whether I agree with that. I think that there are smarter breeds of dogs than most mutts. And I would say that many breeds, like the older breeds, like Rottweilers and Great Danes and things like that, have a lot of the advantages of mutts. Because they've been around a long time.
1-800-259-9231. You're just a dog racist. Just a racist, Mark. More on the way. Alexander's got comments, and you as well. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, so if you want to get your call in, now would be the time to do it. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free, though we ask that you voluntarily support us by becoming an amplifier. In fact, over 240 of our listeners have now joined the AMP program. You can become one of them by going to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. On that page, you'll find out information about what we're doing with the money that comes in. In fact, one of the things that we do is we spend it on advertising the show to more radio stations so we can get on more stations and get more people listening to the message of freedom and liberty. Also, we advertise on the Internet. We go to talk radio conventions, as we did over the weekend, which was very productive.
Mm-hmm. It was very productive. It was tiring as hell.
All of these things are things that we can only do with your help. So if you like the idea of getting this show out to more stations and on more Internet connections, the AMP program is the way to do that. amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks. You get access to the classic archives. You get access to the Amplifier Only phone lines and more. More details, amp.freetalklive.com. Torgo, I know you have a letter from, or a fan letter for Prussian Blue, but we're going to get to the phones first. Alexander in Alabama, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey. What's up?
Yeah, so I was listening to you guys talking about the race thing, and I find it ridiculous, especially in an expanding global economy, the fact that people are going to intermix, it's inevitable.
Yep.
And I think a man was touching on it, which is, I was a comment on, was concerning when races actually start breeding within the race constantly. That I'm no biologist, but what I understood through biology was that certain problems actually arise, like hemophilia, like a man which said, and certain.
Mark? Yeah. Go ahead.
Mark. So yeah, certain problems actually arise in the race. So if they do continue to do that, they'll eventually die out, and the stronger races will take over.
So you're actually your kids are more likely to be healthy and live longer if you have sex with somebody of a different color.
Oh, I think that's pushing it.
Well, I think genetically in the long run that's true.
Way to go, Alexander! Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. So Torgo, to the fan mailbox for Prussian Blue, the two racist girls.
Thought I'd just let you girls know that you're awesome. I'm from Northern California, currently serving in the United States Air Force.
Ugh.
I wish there were more girls like you two when I was younger, or even now. Most white girls nowadays are N-loving liberals.
N?
N.
Oh, my.
As in N-I-G-G.
Yeah. It's typed out, and I'm not using it. N-loving liberals, and it makes me sick. Serving my country as a proud Aryan and can't wait to get out to show my pride. Listen to your parents because they're teaching you girls well. From Mark.
Thanks. Nothing to do with
what
me.
What have you been doing, huh? Air Force, huh?
My best friend is black.
Is that right?
Well,
for the most part.
Well, kind of. Kind of black.
Partially.
Like, he looks black, except he's white and has freckles.
There you go, the interbreeding.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he makes more money than you.
Because they're stronger.
Yeah.
Some days. He is certainly taller than I.
Yes.
Hey, we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You can join us online between now and the next show, which is, of course, tomorrow night, online at freetalklive.com. And, yes, we will post these links to these crackpot teenager girls that are anti-racist people, and they really bother me. I'm done. I can't even speak over this.
Oh, my.
See you tomorrow night.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.